Dr. Noam Chomsky is a professor at the Massachusetts Institute for Technology. He was well known around the world for his work in the field of linguistics when he began to denounce U.S. foreign policy during the Vietnam War. Since that time, he has been an outspoken critic of the United States and Israel. When he spoke at the UN General Assembly, he was introduced by U.S. journalist Amy Goodman.
A few years ago, when he attempted with his daughter, Professor Avi Chomsky, to go into the Palestinian territories, unfortunately, he was turned back by the Israeli military. But that hasn't stopped him for so many decades for conveying to the world what is happening there.
During his remarks at the General Assembly Hall, Noam Chomsky condemned Israel for its crimes against the Palestinian people and was applauded for it by representatives of many countries. He described how Israel continues to drive Palestinians from their homes.
Establish a military zone. The Palestinians who live there have to be displaced because it's a military zone, no settlement allowed. And pretty soon there's a military settlement, Nahal settlement, or another, then sooner or later it becomes an actual settlement. Meanwhile, dig wells, dispossess the population, set up green zones, large variety of techniques, which have by now reduced the Arab population from about 600,000, 300,000 in 1967 to roughly 60,000 today.
Responding to a question from Press TV, Chomsky described how blatant crimes against Iran are committed by the U.S. and Israel very frequently.
Any Western, any American diplomat or journalist says that with regard to Iran, all options are open, as is said constantly. What does that mean? All options are open means force is open, means nuclear attack is open. Those of you who may recall an obscure document called the UN Charter might remember Article 2, which bans the threat or use of force in international affairs.
In his remarks, Chomsky seemed optimistic, saying opposition to Israel and its crimes is growing on college campuses and other important sectors of U.S. society. Caleb Maupin, Press TV, New York.